Owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The government this morning reports on spring quarter gross domestic product growth, how much the economy expanded.
The survey of economists by Dow Jones Newswires and the Wall Street Journal says today's report should show the economy grew at an annual pace of 2.2%, down from the 3.4% reading the quarter before. That would indicate the economy is slowing a bit, but consumers are still spending at a healthy rate.
ABC's Daria Albinger. A Las Vegas jury convicted former local politician Robert Tellis of murdering investigative journalist Jeff German, blaming him for his political demise. The jury sentenced Tellis to life in prison with parole possible after 20 years. January 6th insurrectionist Dan Edwin sentenced to 5 years in the penitentiary. Prosecutors say the Kentucky electrician communicated with other right-wing extremists while they were all assaulting the Capitol January 6, 2021. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets mostly lower. September down 49 to 2209. October down 41 to 2242. November down 16 to 2195. December up 16 to 2114. Cheese markets lower. Barrels down 12.5 to 212.5. 40-pound blocks down 6.5 to 207.5. One trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 319 and 3 quarters. No trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 to 130 and a half. Five trades on the day. Dry whey down 1 and a quarter to 55 and a quarter. Five trades on the day. Live cattle markets were mostly lower on the day due to a lack of any type of fundamental support and no developments in the cash sector. Box beef prices were lower. Feeder cattle were lower in the nearby months due to the lack of support from the live cattle complex. Deferreds, though, were higher on expectations, though, of some higher demand, at least in some of the later contracts. Hog markets mostly higher as cash markets are expected to trade slightly higher here, and that could help to support the markets at least late week. August live cattle down $1.42 to $183.75. August feeder cattle down 65 cents to $243.55. December hogs up 27 cents to $71.92. Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybeans mostly lower on the day. A lack of bullish fundamental news pressuring the markets, along with some positive weather in the eastern part of the corn and soybean belts. Much needed rain falling. Meanwhile, wheat markets mostly higher, weakness in the dollar. Higher Matif wheat prices helping to support the market. September corn down 2 to 365 and a quarter. New crop 25 down 1.5 to 432 and 3 quarters. New crop 25 beans down 4 and 3 quarters to 1029 and 3 quarters. September wheat up 6 to 514 and a quarter. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash and September corn 313, new crop 336. Cash and September and new crop beans 897. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 345 and a quarter, September 350 and a quarter, October 345 and three quarters, new crop 345 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash in September corn 345 and new crop 346. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 328 to new crop 335. Cash beans 939, new crop 902. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 335, new crop 341. Cash beans 915, new crop 897. At Red Wing Grains, cash and September corn 343, new crop 343. Cash and September beans 927, new crop 917. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 325, new crop 338. Cash beans 939, new crop 905. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 175 to 190. Holstein fed cattle 162 to 178. Market cows 96 to 139. Bulls at 138 to 169. Calves 230 to 850. Beef steers 135 to 490. Holstein steers 166 to 335. Sheep markets, market lambs 190 and down, light lambs 215 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 160 and down, goat markets, does 200 and down, bucks 175 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 150 to 240, fed lambs 150 to 175, ewes 80 to 110. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy, warm, and a little humid again today. We'll get to 83 this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, and then we're heading into a fantastic weekend. Partly cloudy, 80 tomorrow, 82 on Saturday. We're talking low to mid-70s. Plenty of sunshine Sunday and Labor Day. Make your Labor Day weekend barbecue great with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
You were the first thing that I thought of when I thought I drank you off my mind. When I get lost in the liquor, you're the only I, if I did the things I ought to, still would not be mine. So I keep a tight grip on the bottle, getting loose and killing time. This killing
what do you do? I said, I sing for a living. Country music mixed with a little rock and a little blues. He said, I'm sorry, but I've never been crazy about that twang and trains and hillbilly thing. Whatever made you want to sing stuff like that? I just looked at him and laughed and said, 'cause there's songs about me and who I am, songs about
about me.
So I offered him tickets. I said, you'll see what I mean if you show up tonight. He said, I doubt you'll change my opinion. I'll be kind of busy, but hey man, I'll try. Then later on when we finished our songs about scars and cars and broken hearts, I saw him. He was standing there right next to the stage and he shouted, man, you were right, it was like you sang those songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me. Singing till I hear the whole world singing. Those are songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about.
For listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
Plowing these fields in the hot summer sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Get to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me.
tractor sexy. She thinks my tractor sexy.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kenny Chesney and She Thinks My Tractor Sexy here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s today. We're going to see showers and thunderstorms, and some of those storms could be severe. And we'll have details with our ag weather forecast, but then quiet weather for the upcoming weekend. Also next hour, you may have noticed egg prices have a little shell shock. Well, Gary Crawford will explain why in our Newsmaker segment. Coming up, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Possible dairy profits late in 2024. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
There may be some profitability in the dairy industry through the end of 2024. Sean Hackett of Hackett Financial Services explains.
It is highly, highly unusual that you get a high milk price and a low feed price simultaneously. You almost always have to price your feed when the milk price is no good, your milk when the feed price is no good. Right now, you have that opportunity, and it's really a very, very productive environment for dairy producers right now. Even though they're getting less milk production in a lot of areas because of the avian flu issue that continues to be ongoing, this still works for them, and this is still a shot in the arm after a brutal 18 months we had of losses. Really good sign that they're going to have some very strong profitability on the farm going into the end of the year at least.
He talks about the last quarter of 2024.
Well, I mean, we have $20-plus milk Class 3 and Class 4 price all the way out into December with low feed prices. So the outlook is very good. Producers can lock that margin in right now and walk away and forget all this uncertainty that we talked about. My suggestion is farmers, producers in the dairy industry should be doing that. They should be making some of those cash sales, locking in some of that corn feed and bean meal, locking in that spread, and guarantee yourself a margin. There's a basis for doing that, given all the uncertainties that are still out there that could make the markets. I mean, look what happened with dairy just a week and a half ago when we had the liquidation in the stock market. We had a huge knockdown in milk prices. So bird in the hand right now, for me, is better than two in the bush.
Meanwhile, USDA says milk production in the 24 largest producing dairy states fell slightly year over year in July. Output was down 0.2% from the same month a year ago to 18.2 billion pounds. Now, the government also says that the number of milk cows also was lower, as the number of milk cows on dairy farms reported at 8.88 million head down 31,000 head from July of 2023. That could also help to support U.S. milk prices heading into the fourth quarter. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
Woo! This is so fun! I can't wait to go home!
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy, warm, and a little humid again today. We'll get to 83 this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, and then we're heading into a fantastic weekend. Partly cloudy, 80 tomorrow, 82 on Saturday. We're talking low to mid-70s. Plenty of sunshine Sunday and Labor Day. Make your Labor Day weekend barbecue great with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Sammy Kershaw and She Don't Know She's Beautiful here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this, a Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 50s to low 60s across the region this morning. World Dairy Expo, yep, just around the corner. And World Dairy Expo always has different topics and discussions. And this coming year's expo seminars are no different. They will be presented daily Tuesday through Friday in the Mendota Room at 12:30. On Tuesday, it's Cultivate Your Culture. Wednesday, Net Zero Opportunities and Challenges in Dairy Production. Thursday, Hope and Hard Work, Mental Health in Agriculture. And on Friday, it's New Perspectives on Aging and Lifespan in Dairy Cows. Again, World Dairy Expo coming up first week of October at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. China announced recently that they'll be conducting an anti-dumping investigation into dairy imports from the European Union, only days after the EU said they'll put steeper tariffs on electric vehicles from China. Could this new trade war benefit American dairy producers? I'll have more after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Just days after the European Union announced it would proceed with punitive tariffs of more than 36% on Chinese electric vehicles, China responded by opening an anti-subsidy investigation into dairy imports from the European Union. This move targets a range of dairy products, including cheese, milk, and cream, which are major exports for several European countries. This investigation is seen as a direct response to the EU's tariff plan, marking another chapter in the escalating trade tensions between these two global powers. While the EU is aiming to protect its automotive industry from what it sees as unfair competition, China's focus on dairy appears designed to hit European farmers where it hurts. For the EU, dairy exports to China are a significant market, with the bloc exporting nearly 1.7 billion euros in dairy products to China in 2023. However, these exports have already been on a downward trend. The investigation could further strain the market, especially for countries like Ireland, which is the largest exporter of dairy products to China among the EU nations. Last year, Ireland exported about 460 million euros worth of products to China, with cheese and cream making up a notable portion. Tag Buckley, director of policy and chief economist at the Irish Farmers Association, pointed out that if the investigation is limited to cheese, cream, and related products, it could affect around 45 million euros worth of Irish exports. However, if the scope broadens to include dairy powders, the impact could be much more severe. Irish officials are already gearing up to address the situation, with a trade delegation set to visit China soon. For European farmers, the timing couldn't be worse. Many are already grappling with rising production costs and market volatility. If tariffs or other trade barriers are imposed, it could lead to a surplus in dairy products in the EU, driving down prices and putting pressure on farm incomes. On the flip side, China has been ramping up its own dairy production and could look to other markets like the United States, Canada, and Australia to fill any gaps. I'll be back with more after this.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
As this trade dispute between the European Union and China deepens, the stakes are high for European agriculture, which could see additional investigations and export restrictions in the coming months. Currently, the U.S. exports about $650 million worth of dairy to China. Grabbing a share of that $1.7 billion that had gone to Europe could do some good things for American dairy farmers' bottom lines. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just that often bound for San Antonio with a radio blasting and the bird dog on. There's a speed trap up ahead of Salma Town, but no local yokel gonna shut me down. 'Cause me and my boys got this rig unwound and we'll come 1,000 miles from a guitar town. Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kinda just hang around. But I heard someone calling my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jap guitar. Now I'm smoking into Texas with a hammer down and a rocking little combo from a guitar town. Hey, pretty baby, don't you know it ain't my fault? I love to hear the steel bells humming on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, stumble in a restaurant, wondering why I don't stop. Well, I gotta keep rocking while I still can. Got a two-pack habit and a motel tan. When my boots hit the boards, I'm a brand new man. With my back to the rise, I make my stand. Hey, pretty baby, won't you hold me tight? I'm loading up and rolling out of here tonight. One of these days I'm gonna settle down and I'll take you back with me to the guitar town.
Shirts even when they weren't in style. I remember singing with Roy Rogers at the movies when the West was really wild. I was listening to the Opry when all of my friends were digging rock and roll and rhythm and blues. I was country when country was uncool. I remember circling the drive-in, pulling up and turning down George Jones. I remember when no one
I was putting peanuts in my coat. I took a lot of kidding, 'cause I never did fit him. Now look at everybody trying to be what I was then. I was country when country wasn't cool. Ooh, I was country when country wasn't cool. I was country from my hat down to my boots. I still act and look the same. What you see ain't nothing new. I was country when country wasn't cool.
Hey, I was country. Country wasn't cool. Yeah, and I was country from my hat down to oh, my boots.
I still act and look the same. What you see ain't nothing new. 'Cause I was country.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
He walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame up on a tall bar stool. And with a long, soft southern drawl said, I'll just have a glass of anything that's cool. A barroom girl with hardened, knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. She said, hello, country bumpkin, how's the frost out on the pumpkin? I've seen some sights, but man, you're something. Where'd you come from, country bumpkin? It was just a short year later, in a bed of joy-filled tears, yet death-like pain. Into this wondrous world of many wonders, one more wonder came. That same woman's face was wrapped up in a raptured look of love and tenderness. As she marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child feeding at her breast. And she said, hello, country bumpkin, fresh as frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, but babe, you're something. Mama loves her country bumpkin. 40 years of hard work later, in a simple, quiet, and peaceful country place. The heavy hand of time had not erased the raptured wonder from the woman's face. She was lying on her deathbed, knowing fully well her race was nearly run. But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes of her husband and her son. And she said, "So long, country bumpkin. The frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something. See you later, country bumpkin." Said, "So long, country bumpkin. The frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something."
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin's calling on the administration to prioritize the protection of Wisconsin cheese and meat producers in international trade agreements. Baldwin's plea comes after the U.S. Trade Representative successfully secured market access to Chile for several U.S. cheese and meat products, including guarantees for the use of common food names like Parmesan and salami. That aligns with Baldwin's legislation aimed at safeguarding made-in-Wisconsin products from unfair trade practices. Common food and drink names like Parmesan, Chateau, and Bologna are used globally, but have geographic ties to European locations. The European Union has exploited these ties to implement unfair trade practices, potentially blocking U.S. agriculture products from international markets. In June, the U.S. and Chile reached an agreement on market access for U.S. cheese and meat products, including the use of common food names in Chile. Baldwin's urging the administration to continue securing similar agreements in future trade negotiations. Soybean growers need to manage weeds, diseases, insects, and weather impacts along with the grain market. Any one of those can create headaches and add to a lot of lost income, especially in a tight margin year like this year. UW Extension will sponsor a field day on September 4th. The field day will be hosted by McAllister Farms just south of Highway 29 in Seymour. Starting at 10, attendees will view research and demonstration plots regarding water hemp control, fungicide selection and timing, and foliar fertilizer and biological products. Discussions will also take place regarding water hemp management, grain marketing updates, white mold management, dairy ration building based on fatty acid profiles of feed, along with soy nutrient management. For more information on that workshop and field day, contact UW Extension. USDA forecasted the agriculture trade deficit to increase sharply to a record $42.5 billion in the coming fiscal year. That compares to $30.5 billion this year, which ends September 30th. The widening trade gap, a source of frustration for many farmers and agriculture state lawmakers, reflects an expected $8 billion increase in agricultural imports in fiscal year 2025 to $212 billion and a $4 billion drop in exports to $169.5 billion. The decline is primarily driven by lower corn, soybean, and cotton prices, as well as lower volumes of beef. Horticultural exports are projected to rise by $1.2 billion to a record $41.5 billion due to higher exports across all categories. Ethanol exports are forecast at $4.3 billion, unchanged from the 2024 projection. Now, agricultural exports to Mexico are forecast at $29.2 billion. That's $100 million below the prior fiscal year, and exports to Canada are remaining unchanged at $28.9 billion. Clean Fuels Alliance America has sent a letter to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen urging that agency to issue guidance, including safe harbors, to the 45Z Clean Fuels Production Credit by September 1st. The new producer credit becomes available January 1st of 2025 as the existing blender credit expires. Clean Fuels' letter emphasizes the difficulties that farmers, producers, and fuel marketers are facing in making the transition without guidance on the rules. U.S. biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel producers are having difficulties finalizing feedstock contracts, securing capital flows, and meeting project deadlines without knowing the value of the credit, said Clean Fuels in the letter. The need for policy certainty is urgent, they said. Clean Fuels is requesting the Treasury to issue safe harbor provisions, allowing taxpayers to rely on existing carbon lifecycle assessments, such as the GREET model, to calculate the 45Z credit until the final rule is in effect. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy, warm, and a little humid again today. We'll get to 83 this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, and then we're heading into a fantastic weekend. Partly cloudy, 80 tomorrow, 82 on Saturday. We're talking low to mid-70s. Plenty of sunshine Sunday and Labor Day. Make your Labor Day weekend barbecue great with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She's so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want. Yeah. She ain't typical, she's unpredictable. Available, it's a miracle. How my heart stumbled into someone so kissable, lovable, unbelievable. Up till now, my life has been so lonely and boring. Never thought I would find someone so elegant, intelligent. Heaven sent, all my money spent. I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. She's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing. So kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable.
Crossed her mind. There is no
postcard with no return address. Postmarked tombstone and said I don't know where I'm going next. But when I do, I'll let you know. May, June, July, she wonders why she's still waiting. She'll keep waiting, 'cause there is no Arizona, no Hayden desert, no Sedona. If there was a Grand Canyon, she could fill it up with the lies he's told her, but they don't exist. Those dreams he sold her, she'll wake up and find. Promised her a new and better life out in Arizona.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Barstool's feeling high as I started sinking lower. The minute that she walked right through that door. Not long ago I held her like a fool, I went and left her. Now she's with somebody new out on that floor. And she's got the rhythm and I got the blues. And she's showing me how much I had to lose. With her every little move, she's telling me I'm over you. She's got the rhythm, and I got the blues. Yeehaw. Getting louder as my heart keeps beating faster. She spells out regret in perfect time. Well, I thought I wanted freedom, but that ball and chain, I need them. When you choose, sometimes you lose the prize.